Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Mike Coughlin, and welcome to MMA and Stuff. I'm joined alongside today by absolutely nobody, because I'm driving my automobile. That's right. I'm driving a car. I don't want to be driving a car, but I am. I'm a little nervous, because there's a 50-50 shot that my battery flakes out on me. I gotta get it. Well, I installed it myself, but it's a little temperamental, so I don't know. But yeah, I'm doing this because I have nothing to do. I'm driving, and I thought, this would be some content. I'm recording this on Thursday, so I'm not even... Okay, I'm a little over 12 hours removed, about, I don't know, 15, 16 hours removed from when Matt and I did our last show. That's right, I did 2.5 hours last night, and I'm still going to keep talking. And Brother Brian and I may be doing a half-written soon. He's sick, though. So, I don't know. I don't even know when I'm going to put this out. Probably on Monday. It's free content. It's extra content. That's why I'm doing it. Because, like I say, I'm bored. And it's either this or I listen to a podcast and I've listened to a bunch. And I thought, this will be good for everybody. I'll talk. You'll listen. We'll all be happy. So, how are you? How's your day been going? You enjoyed your week? Your weekend? Was it good? Did you do anything fun? There's nothing this week, and last weekend was Easter. I went to church with my mom. It's the first time I've been to church in a while. Hello, you. Look at those fucking legs. Good gosh. That's exactly what you should be saying, by the way, after you talk about Easter. So yeah, church is fine. I think I'm going to start my own religion. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why I wouldn't. Why not, right? Get some sweet tax deductions. I'm going to Yale. If you go to Yale, you should be able to start a religion. I don't see what disqualifies me from starting a religion. Plenty of other people started religions. They're way fucking worse than I am. You ever read about that Muhammad guy? He had multiple wives. His cousin married his daughter. And then that cousin became like the leader of the faith for a while. I think it's his cousin. Yeah. His cousin married his daughter. His cousin, so his cousin was his son-in-law somehow. Yeah. He's the leader of the Sunnis, I think. The Shiites are smaller. Sunni apparently makes up the majority of Muslims in the world. Some 80%+. They all engage in consanguinity, though. Don't worry. And there's a bit of a backup here. Because I knew there would be, and I'm not happy with it. Yeah, no, this morning I got up and I went to the train and the train was delayed. And they're like, it's been delayed indefinitely. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? It just repeated itself, the announcement. This train has been delayed indefinitely due to, equipment malfunction at a prior stop, College Station stop or whatever. I don't think it's College Station. That's where rapists live. And so I'm like, fuck this. So I got my car. I'm like, I'm going to drive. I'll just drive into the city today. Fine. Cost me an extra $20 in parking, but so be it. I'll do it. I'm driving along, things are going okay. Actually, I get past the one real bad danger area where there's usually a ton of backup. It used to be called the Hillside Strangler, and they just moved it down a couple, like a quarter of a mile or whatever, and thinking, yeah, well, we cleaned it up, and now people just get stuck in another mile or whatever down the road. But I got past that. I got past Harlem. That's where it usually kinks up here in Chicago. And then it just ground to a fucking halt, and I was like an hour later than I normally would have been. And then I left in 2 hours early today because there was nothing to do. Yeah, I paid off my last bill for Yale. I do need money, though, if you want to donate. Like, I paid for it, but I don't have any money now. I get to fly JetBlue. Did I talk about that on the show? It's so much easier if Grady's here. When he tries to interrupt me and, you know, speak himself. He needs to just set up. He needs to understand that he's like a T-ball pitcher. He's like one of the fathers of T-ball. He goes up there, he puts it on the tee. Me, the dumbass who isn't quite prepared and good enough for the real world. Then, fuck you people. You don't get to fucking try to make your turn across the fucking intersection like that and fucking block it. I know you're fucking upset and you want to go. So do I, assholes. My right turn takes precedent over your bullshit left. Fuck you, U-Haul. You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. Yeah, the fucking light's yellow. And I moved 3 feet. Fuck, I hate you people. I hate all of you. Especially the blacks. Oops. Hello, cute Asian chick. Golly, you've got legs. You got a face with a powerful jawline. No breasts, though. Powerful jaw, though. Gotta love a good jaw. I don't know if you do. Did I get a text or something? I don't know. I was texting somebody. Yes, I did. What did they say? Oh, it's fatso. Dreadlocks are not okay for white people to have. Period. Oh, well. I actually do agree, but not for the reasons that they probably want me to. Just stop it. There's a reason black people have dreadlocks. It's not just a fascist statement. It's like they have, I think it's actually called nappy hair. I was dating that black chick. I should have made sure of that. I'm pretty sure it's called nappy hair. I hear nappy, and I think it's a bad word, though. Maybe it's not. Frizzy hair, whatever. Like, their hair sucks. Like, black people just have shit hair. Well, if you use white people's standards, and then they'll say, well, it's not. We'll take it back and all that, and it's true, and anything can be beautiful, and that's true also. You can be a sexy woman with an afro or a bald head. Although, usually, if you're bald and you're black, it works way better than white. Like, if you're white, everyone's like, ah, she's making a statement. Like, a white chick that's bald is very obvious that she's bald. You're like, oh, she shaved her head. When a black chick does it, you can be kind of like the sexy supermodel with your bald head and all that shit. Are you going straight here? Really? You're not even fucking turning and you're in the fucking turn lane. And now you gotta fucking try to get over. I swear to fuck. If I could fucking kill you people without any repercussions in this world or the next, I would. But I can't. So fuck you. God, I'm just going to start dropping N-bombs. I mean, they're all white driving, obviously, but... Yeah, honk, people! That'll work. I'm going to honk, I know it, but... That chick is tall. She's on rollerblades. I haven't seen rollerblades in forever. I didn't even know they still existed. She's got tall legs, I think. She's wearing, like, flesh-colored pants. That chick's kind of fat, but she has huge tits. So it works. Good gosh, I want to bounce them around my face. I'm a disgusting pig. You shouldn't listen to me. I'm a piece of shit. Yeah, she got flesh-colored leggings on. That chick's got the gray hair. What is with the gray hair? She looks like... that chick's like my type. With the gray hair. Like, purposely dyed gray. Like, her body... She's not really super great shape. She's not, like, fat or anything. But just the way she carries herself. She doesn't give a shit. I need a woman that doesn't care. It's the only shot I have with women is if they don't care. If they don't care, then I look better. And I'm going to use this bus as interference for when I try to turn right here. No, I'm not. You cocksuckers. Oh, look at that. Look at that. The fucking traffic. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I turned, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. I turned, you fucking piece of shit. That dude's white and he's got dreadlocks because he looks like he's dirty. And that's the problem. If you're white and you have dreadlocks, you look dirty. Black people with dreadlocks don't look dirty. I don't know if they're better at taking care of it, just nature of the hair, whatever. When white people have dreadlocks, they look dirty, it looks stupid, don't do it. I'm talking to you, Uriah Faber. So yeah, I don't have to talk about. I have no topics at all. Like I said, we just did a show the other night. Well, not. Fuck you, iPhone, I'm driving. For the reasons they think. Let's just go to a regular news source and I'll riff on them. Oh, yeah, I looked it up. You know, Playboy's got nudity again. Yeah, I learned that because they named, like, the 2016 Playmate of the Year. And she's, like, the first Playmate from the non-nudity era. She, like, appeared there. Like, she wasn't naked in the magazine, which is a shame because she was attractive. She wasn't, like, super attractive. Like, there was something off about her face, kind of. But she had a look where I'm like, okay, I totally get why you're a model. She looks totally like a model. Like, you know, sometimes models don't always look super hot. But they have that look to them. I don't know. There's a doggy pooping. And somebody picking it up. I don't know what they're doing. Huh? Oh, my gosh. I have the fucking windows closed because I'm hot as... Well, because I don't want the noise to come from... Yeah, a black guy with a pit bull. Who'd have thunk it? Are you fucking honking at me, you fucking piece of shit? I'm not going to block the fucking intersection. You fucking minority. Yeah, that's right, you M-word, with a much nicer car than me. Your socioeconomic status is above mine. Yeah. So, yeah, Playboy is back to nudity, which, good for them. I don't know I'm sure there's just always designed to be a marketing ploy, but hey, it worked, right? People heard, oh, I'm going to check out the new Playboy without nudity in it. I'm going to actually read the articles. Because they really did have a lot of really good writers in there at one time. I don't know why. Like, nobody's reading it for the essays. Maybe the essays kept it around. Like, you jerked off, like, oh, fuck, I got to justify this. I'll read this thing on Nigeria, but let's try. I want to see tits. I don't even mind, like, if they just have the tits. Like, just stick with the tits. You don't have to go all out hardcore porn. There's a way to be the tasteful thing. And Playboy always was, as far as porn goes, the tasteful version. I'm not going to look at it. I mean, I'll look at it if it's somebody famous, but I don't know. Even then, go to the Fappening. Like, it used to be, buy a Playboy, you'd see a famous person naked. Now they're, like, leaking cell phone videos of them sucking cock. Or of, fucking Hope Solo's butthole. It always sounds funnier when you say butthole. Asshole sounds kind of crude, but butthole? Butthole's a way funnier word than asshole. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even really want to do this show. This is a piece of shit. And nothing about this is exciting. I don't know where you think you're fucking going, lady. I ain't fucking letting anybody in anymore. So, North Korea threatens United States to ashes. Ooh, thank you, Drudge. That's good. A lot of stuff on North Korea here. I'm not really worried about North Korea because they're North Korea. They can't hurt me. Like, I live in Illinois. No war is ever going to get to me, so I'm fine. I'm too old to be drafted, so I'm fine. And I don't live in Korea, so I'm fine. I'm opening the fucking window. If it makes too much noise, I don't care. I'm sweltering in this fucking bitch. So yeah, North Korea wants to rattle their sabers. They're playing chicken with a guy that loves playing chicken. Like, it's just now you're not gonna win this one. It just doesn't work. I don't even know what their plan is. Like, you're North Korea. You exist because you are allowed to exist. Well, like, you push it too far, China's gonna do something. Or South Korea. I mean, we could literally kill. If America wanted to, especially in the Middle East, because they're a little more compact. Actually, probably, I don't know. But North Korea, we could kill every single person in North Korea and not lose a single American life. We could do it. We could not lose one life. And we could kill every single person that lives in North Korea. We could do the same thing with Iran. And if you ever want to know the difference between America and Iran, ask yourself, if Iran had that power, would they use it? If Iran knew that they could kill every single person in the world that they hate, and you're going to fucking wait, dickhead, if they could kill everybody in the world without actually suffering any harm themselves, do you think they would? I think they would. Because they're the bad guys. And America's not. I'm wearing a jacket right now because I didn't want to take it off. Because I feel fat. Because I'm fat. I'm fat. So, I don't give a fuck. I don't worry about North Korea. It's all just posturing. They're not going to go to war with us. We're not going to go to war with them. And I get the North Koreans are fucking insane. Like, they're, I don't know, it's like a whole country of people that have been brainwashed. But even then, I think that's a little overstated. People said the same thing about the Japanese and their emperor and everything in World War II, but they caved. We broke their will. We broke their will good. Well, we did. We killed a lot of them, but that's what we had to do. And they accepted their defeat honorably. I think the good thing that you'd have with North Korea, like if we get rid of them, regime change there, as opposed to, again, we'll say Iraq. With Iraq, you didn't have anybody's a natural follow-up. Like, there isn't a democracy in the Middle East besides Israel. Man, that's a little fucked up. There's not a single country there that's tolerable. Turkey's the best, and they just had a guy try, I guess he kind of halfway successfully is trying to take power and become a dictator for the next 15 years or some shit. It's awesome. It's like, there is nobody that we could, like, turn to and be like, yeah, you're the dude. Whereas with South Korea is right there. You know, they're all fucking Koreans, and they have a democracy, and they have a lot of normal people, and they can just show up and be like, hey, we're back! We love you guys! And integrate them. Very similar to East and West Germany after the wall fell. Not that, I mean, don't get me wrong. The North Koreans would be a big burden on the South Koreans. They wouldn't be happy about it. The South Koreans would not enjoy that. But they'd make do the same way that the West Germans did as well, you know? eventually you'd be like, well, it's for the best. That guy went through a fucking red, but I don't care because he's not me. And this guy's a homeless guy asking for money, so I put up my window. I put up my window.
What? I gave money to somebody.
On the street earlier. Oh, Fatso always watches Tucker Carlson. He's always, you got to see this. I watched it the other day. And there's some woman on. She's your typical socialist professor from, I think, Occidental College. And she's advocating for an 80% tax bracket on the richest 1%. No big deal. That's fine. It's not an unmainstream position to take. I disagree with it. I think that her logic was faulty. But again, fine. But what I laughed at was he was basically asking her, it's a fair question on some level. He's basically saying, you know, do you give more? And she, one of her things when she said of, God, that woman's gorgeous. God, she's very pretty. She's got like a polka dot top on that she's tied off and just kind of looks like she gets it in life. I don't know. So anyways, but this woman was bragging about how like, yeah, I do a lot and I give more than I make. Or the night paying taxes. And one thing she goes, I make a point. I really tip a lot. And I'm like, are you bragging about tipping? This woman was bragging about fucking tipping. Fuck you. You don't brag about tipping. It's tipping, you asshole. This whole show is going to be nothing but like random shit. Because we did all the MMA stuff. So yeah, she was bragging about tipping. Fuck you. You're supposed to tip. Everybody should tip. If you don't tip, you're a piece of shit. I start at 20%. And I round up from there. If I get bad service, I go to 15. Like, you piss. Like, if I'm like, that person was not good at their job, I go to 15, which is where a lot of people start. Because I'm a very generous and good human being, you see. Nuke sniffer emergency mission to North Korea. China bombers on high alert. Whatever, I'm an American. When war breaks out, I watch it on TV and I smoke some weed. I can drink again. I don't know if I'm going to, probably more of a when. Let's see if I can get the air conditioning to work again. It doesn't really work in this car very much. Nothing in my life really works. Except for my TV. Actually, that's kind of intermittent. What's the most reliable thing in my life?
Dogs. Definitely the dogs.
Even my dick is a 50-50. So yeah, North Korea sniffers... Tipping, be a good tipper. You know, like if I can't imagine not tipping someone. I always just tell myself, you never know, they could just be having a bad day, or it could be their first day, or whatever. Like, it really is one of those put yourself in that person's shoes type of deal. And again, I'm a good person. I'm a saint, just like that woman. I'm bragging about tipping. Although I'm allowed to, because I'm not trying to raise your taxes. And I know it's a 1%, Mike, it's people making over 400 grand, but. You know, first of all, $400,000 is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But if you lived in New York City, if you had a two-income household from two professionals, $400,000 isn't really a crazy amount of money. Like, if you live in this city, because it's so expensive. Yes, if you live in Iowa, $400,000 is like you're a fucking king. You could buy most of Des Moines. But if you're living in Manhattan, and I know they don't all have to live there, but still, like, you know people probably in your life that have that kind of money. Whatever, I'm not here to argue politics. I'm here to lecture about politics. Ugh. But yeah, I want to see the war break out. We haven't had I don't know. If we went to war with North Korea, that'd be okay. Because I feel like, again, because South Korea is there, it feels like it could be a little cleaner and we could get a good win. And also, it's a change of venue. It's a change of pace. You know, I'm tired of seeing fucking sand on TV all the fucking time. Korea's got some fucking wilderness and stuff. The video games and movies and everything that come out of that are going to be more interesting. The enemy is going to be Koreans. You know, they're going to be speaking, Korean. And ding ba ba da ba da ba da. It's close enough. Fuck you, it is.
So yeah, hello. Give us something new to bomb.
We should try, I don't know, one of those. South America doesn't really seem to do anything crazy. Like, you notice how you never hear about, like, you don't even hear about, like, Venezuela, like trying to get a bomb. Like, Colombia. Like, there, or any of those. Like, there was never any point where Pablo Escobar was like, you know what I need? I need an atomic weapon. And he had a lot of money. He could probably got, like, he had enough money to probably get one. But he's like, he never tried to get one. He should have. You imagine how fucking different narcos would be if Pablo Escobar had a fucking nuclear bomb? Maybe a hydrogen, you know, drop a fucking, you know, in the middle of Medellin, a hydrogen bomb goes off. And it was like, oh, fuck. I wonder if I'm going to see, I'll probably see a nuke go off in my lifetime. That'll be a day. Like, when a nuke goes off this time around, I feel like everybody in the world is going to go, oh, okay. Like, it's going to instantly tighten every sphincter. Like, even as, again, as a guy who knows that I'm not going to die in a war in all likelihood, I feel like once a nuke goes off, like, everybody goes, okay, this war, whatever it is, everyone's playing for keeps. And no matter which side you're on, like, you're, like, immediately, okay, we have to play for keeps. And if we drop the bomb, if they drop the bomb, like, if the bad guys drop a bomb, I don't think it's necessarily a play for keeps situation in my lifetime. It depends on who the president is and the circumstances. But, like, if somebody dropped a nuke on, we'll say, Seoul, if North Korea has that ability, which I don't actually think they do. They tried to shoot a fucking missile the other day, and it went up and went down, like, in a comical fashion. Like, what, it made, like, 30 miles? That's fucking hilarious. Like, they don't have a fucking working ICBM. America had ICBMs before we had color television. I am not worried about anything that they have. Technologically, America is so far beyond the whole fucking world. Like, whatever stuff we know about, like, we know about stealth bombers. We know about airplanes, invisible airplanes that drop nukes. We know for a fact about those. I'm pretty sure we have, stealth bombers that are remote controlled. So we have invisible airplanes you can play by with a fucking PlayStation controller sitting in a strip mall in Nevada. That's real. And North Korea can't fucking launch one missile. Not one. Again, we were walking on the moon. We did all that shit before the internet, before color TV. It's amazing. We're the fucking best. Oh, if only there's an American holiday right now. Instead, it's 420 day. I'm fucking sweltering again. And the window goes down so I can get some fresh air. As I yell, can you hear that guest music? Let's see what other news I can talk about. How many minutes have I done? 23 minutes, yeah. The top world spies meet in New Zealand. Well, they're not very good at their job. Sarah Palin, Ted Nugent, and Kid Rock visit the Oval Office. Holy fuck. Oh, there's a picture of them. They look fucking awesome. They look exactly like what I'd expect. Sarah Palin is awesome in this role. Like, I would not have wanted her to be vice president. I don't think she had the chops for it. I think McCain could have been president. Like, if I was president, I'd be like, the first guy would be like, all right, John, you're going to be the guy in charge of how I do military things. Because I feel like he's a hawk, but he's also very aware of what the soldiers on the ground need. Like, he's very, you know, given his background, I would trust him to have a good grasp of it. Like, I also think, like, for North Korea, for example, I think it's very easy. How do we handle that problem? It's simple. We tell South Korea, we will back any decision you make. If you want to go to war with them, we'll go to war. If you don't, we won't. They know the situation better than anybody. And if they think that we need to go to war, then we need to go to war. Because they have everything. They're the ones that are going to lose lives. They're the ones that eat the shit. But they're also the ones that have lived in the detente. Like, in the Middle East, we didn't have an ally except for Israel. Like, that's our only ally. So, the only one I would trust. Like, I wouldn't trust fucking Saudi Arabia. And even the Jews, it's a 50-50 if I trust them. Because they're going to put themselves ahead of us, which is fine. But I don't know if we always line up perfectly with them, if we're always in sync. Probably. Way more than we would with, you know, fucking Lebanon or whatever. Funny, like, Lebanon, I just said Lebanon for whatever reason. You know it. I'm sure it's got bad shit, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to be a power player. Sucks to be Lebanon, I guess. But yeah, Sarah Palin, like, she's great as kind of like this attractive MILF Republican who shoots grizzly bears and sits her catchphrases. She's a great, like, personality. I wouldn't want her as vice president, but I wouldn't want her to have, like, a Yeah, pretty much just anybody in president or vice president, but any other position, I don't care. Let her have fun. And her hanging out with Ted Nugent, Chris Rock, like the three of them hanging out with Donald Trump is a fucking awesome sight in my world. I can't wait to see that photo. Just, oh, awesome. I think they're even doing like a Charlie's Angels pose or something. So, GM plant seized in Venezuela. Many too hungry to join anti-government protest. That's a really good trick there, Venezuela. Just make everybody too hungry to do anything. Also, good job seizing a plant. That'll go well. Go ahead. Try to make a car on your own, you dumb fucks. Gotta love the commies. Never doing anything, just seizing it. Dicks. How Amazon will become the first $1 trillion stock. Well, inflation, really. 65% of Americans lose sleep over money issues. I was like that until I realized I just completely quit in life. Most millennials struggling with transition to adulthood. I can agree, even though I don't allow myself to be called a millennial. Concern is NFL star found in field screaming, "Shoot me," after scaling electric fence. Who the fuck is that? NFL star. Bills Cyrus Quangio. I don't know who the fuck that is. Rise of social media killer. Oh, yeah, that guy's a fucking dick. Completely works out. Like, we've seen fucking movies about this. Like, this is a plot of many movies. It's crazy that it's happened. It's not surprising. Like, the other day I was watching Periscope. Esther Koo, friend of the show, who I'm gonna bed her one day. That's my goal. It's a big goal. Don't get me wrong. It's a goal. But I think it's a semi-realistic goal. Like, it's definitely possible. Is it plausible? I don't know. But I think I could possibly pull it off. Anyways, she was on Periscope, and, like, it popped up. She's on Periscope. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't really do Periscope much, but I'm like, oh, I'll see what's going on. And so she's, like, in her kitchen making food and talking to fans a little bit or whatever. And, like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is so fucking, like, because of the, it's a single-camera shot. It's just her face for the most part. It's a static thing. I'm like, this is right out of a science fiction, like a dystopian TV show or movie or novel. Like, we have this person who's all by herself. She has no crew. The technology is just her phone. And she's talking to, like, hey, everybody. Like, she's talking to her fans. Like, it's like the cam girl thing, but it's like the non-porn version of it. And it feels like you'd see this in RoboCop. Like, she's one step away from saying, I'd buy that for $1. And it kind of, she was fine. It wasn't like it was, she was, I'm not sure, probably working out some material or just talking to people. It's just good, whatever. But not everything's a polished set. But it's just weird. Like, I'm just watching this person and she's just making food. And, like, you know, I think the number was like 200 or 300 people watching. Like, there's a couple hundred people around the world watching somebody just make food. And we see this a lot. Like, it's not just her, but it's on YouTube and the streaming and Twitch. Like, people are just watching other people play video games. We're watching people have fun. Say what you will about sports. At least when you watch sports historically, the people playing sports weren't having fun always. Like, even if they were winning, like, they're going through hell, they're trying really hard, they may have enjoyed it afterwards. But it wasn't like it was pure joy. Like, somebody just playing video games? I don't know. Some of these people were just watching them have fun. And I know that not everybody does it as having fun. They're trying to entertain, and there's... And being an entertainer is fun, but there's also some work involved. But still, it's just, we live in a fucking weird world. So, of course, people are murdering each other and live streaming it. Guess what? If that guy had hostages and a live stream feed, I think that was a fucking plot of one of the Saw movies or something. It's been done a lot. Like, if there was a live feed of that, and there was a way that, like, it wasn't taken down, people would have tuned in. I'm not saying I would have... I don't think I wouldn't have, because I have I have an issue. Like, I don't watch beheadings and kill and murder videos and things like that. I just don't want to see it. In my brain, there is a line there where I'm like, this is a bridge too far. I don't want to see this one. It just doesn't sit right. So it's watching actual human beings die. I don't want to contribute to that in any way. But otherwise, like, but a lot of people would have, and I'm not judging them necessarily. Like, I can understand, because you become removed from it. It's not a fair comparison, But there is something to the fact that we all watch porn, and I think that sex and violence are taboos. And watching people have sex and watching violence, these are very primal urges within humanity. We're very big on seeing these things. And they are taboo. And they're taboo for a reason. They are a little more... They're not every day. Like, most of what we do every day is boring. Nothing exciting about it. But we like to watch porn. And guess what? They even watch it in France, where they have titties hanging out in beaches. So there's something about it. And we don't just fuck anywhere. Like, we don't fuck in our bright bedrooms. And so long as people are never... As a society, we don't just walk down the street and think it's okay to see somebody shoot somebody, like in a duel. And as long as we don't think it's okay if you just walk down the street and just look over and there's just some dude butt-fucking a chick as she eats the ass of a dude who butt-fucks a dude. Like, as long as that's not okay to watch on the street, and I don't think it ever will be, because we'll just be in some sort of, like, hedonistic society, watching people fuck is always going to be titillating. But we live in a culture now where sex and porn is so pervasive that we've, you know, it's no secret that we've become disconnected from the act. Or, and it's not bad. People are having healthier sex drives and all that stuff nowadays. We're not as repressed. People are more comfortable. Gay people are more free. People that like getting their assholes licked are more comfortable with their plot in life. You get like that little pinky up there. Everybody's fine. So we're having better sex, which makes for happier people, and repression is good. But I think when we're able to just view so much, and with reality TV, like, we see people living life, and it's entertainment for us. Yes, they gussy it up, and they make it seem like it's more, you know, flamboyant, whatever the Kardashians do. Like, it's not just we're watching a pure Truman Show, but we basically are. Like, there's a lot of people that do watch that shit. Like, you could easily spend all of your entertainment watching somebody on Big Brother, and then you're watching somebody on The Ultimate Fighter, then you're watching a Twitch feed, then you're watching a cam girl to have sex. Watching a person get killed fits right into that. We want to see it. We like violent movies. I like action movies. I like to see gruesome deaths in movies. I go, oh, shit, look at that fake death in the movie. The next step is right there. So if that guy managed to get a live feed, like, I for sure would have watched the feed of him, like, on the lam. I absolutely would have. And guess what? I would have rooted for him to get away. I know for a fact I would have. I don't want him to get away. I'm glad he's been caught. But when somebody gets away, that's more dramatic. Like, I want the guy to get caught eventually, but I'm going to root for him. It's like when you watch a high-speed chase, you're rooting for OJ. Nobody wants a high-speed chase that ends in 3 minutes, and the cop got him, and there's no issue whatsoever. He's coming peacefully. He's been read his Miranda rights. He acknowledges his Miranda rights. Yeah. He's voluntarily waived them, and he's dictating his confession as we speak. Oh, look at that. Bob has a very clean ending. No, we want to see something messy, and then we want to see the guy get taken down and punched, and the car go over the medium, and, like, if the guy gets away, it's, like, exciting. You know for a fact you'd fucking identify them, especially if you're watching, like, a guy like that trying to escape, because he's the only character in the story. Now, if you had, like, also the cops live feeding as they're panicking, trying to figure out how to catch them, then you'd have a story. Then you might be able to take sides. But unless you had that, we'd all try to watch them get away. I know I would. Terror in Paris. Gunmen opened fire on the Champs-Élysées. Oh, that's awful. That policeman shot. One assailant dead. Hundreds of heavily armed cops flood area. It's a fucking Champs-Élysées. I wonder where it's at in the Champs-Élysées. That's the one with the big tower. All right, people? Not the big tower. That's the Eiffel Tower. The big arc. The Arc de Triomphe. L'Arc de Triomphe. So that sucks. Wolf, it's James Murdoch's Fox News now. Dramatic reinvention to begin immediately. Nobody knows what he's doing because, I mean, Bill O'Reilly's gone. I know why. He became a liability. So be it. But if anybody, like, at Fox News think, we need to be a little more moderate in our politics, whatever. Like, you're going to miss the boat. Like, you became successful because you appealed to a certain group. Don't fuck that group over. Like, that's for you. I mean, that voice wants to be heard, and you're speaking. Or listening. You're listening. They want to hear you speak. They listen. Whatever. Study, $86 billion in regulations have been eliminated. Number of people collecting unemployment reaches 17-year low. Yeah, unemployment ones are always fucking weird. Like some, the unemployment figures also include people that have stopped looking for a job, which I get, because like if you've retired, you're unemployed, but you're not. It's not fair to count you in the stats. But if you're just some guy's like, fuck this, I quit. Like, there's people just, they give up looking for a job. Like, whatever. And they're technically unemployed. Trump will fix it, right? Maxine Waters, a new queen of the left. Yeah. She's a fucking winner. She's just a fucking loser. I think she's a genuinely unintelligent person, too. When she speaks, she sounds stupid. Trump launches trade probe targeting Chinese steel. I'll target that man's Chinese steel. Update, Soros accused of puppeteering government in lawsuit. Yeah, that makes sense. Soros is a piece of shit and dangerous. Flying cars take off on French Riviera. Interesting. Tesla sued over dangerously defective autopilot software. Well, that sucks. Still probably safer than me as I look at my phone, drive a car, and sweat a lot in traffic. Wandering zebra stuns California neighborhood. Yeah, I bet it would. I get stunned if I see a deer. If I saw a fucking zebra, I would lose my shit. That'd be so awesome. I would fucking run after it. I don't know what I'd try to do. I'd try to touch it. Because it's a zebra. And somebody at the zoo lost their job. Night surfers escape under stars. All right, that's probably cool. Glow sticks, LED boards. I bet that's awesome. And it is dangerous. I bet it's not even that dangerous. Like, you're in the water. You can't see the sharks anyways. Boom time for alcohol-free drinks. Boring. How Xanax turned music into pill pop. That might be interesting. Pissed passengers assaults pilot at Kansas City Airport. That's great. Tensions flare between the United States and China in Hollywood. Well, I can see that. China's big money nowadays. It's like your guarantee against failure. See that the Fast and the Furious 8 did $500 million in its fucking weekend. $500 million for guys driving cars. The Rock drives a Porsche and it makes $500 million. And you people are surprised that a reality TV star who put his name on everything is president? Ha! Ludacris is a big movie star in The Rock. Big rig unknowingly drags sedan for miles on California freeway. Oops. Cars honk desperately to get driver attention. I would probably, maybe, I don't know. Cops, Americans, not, more Americans 18 to 34 now live with parents than spouse. I wouldn't know anything about that. Mindfulness helps women, but not men. I don't know what mindfulness means, so it's probably something that only women do. Parents win daughter battle to name daughter Allah. They're allowed to. You can name your kid anything. I think you can name your kid a swear, really. I mean, Prince was a symbol. He was an unspeakable symbol. And the only time I ever really heard in law school about somebody that didn't get to name their kids themselves somebody was a guy wanted to change his name to Santa Claus, and he's in Ohio, and the judge said no. But if they're like, what's the boy's name? You're like, Santa Claus. They'd write it down. You can just ask black people. You can name your kid anything in this country. It's true. What is this? Air Force officer who witnessed extortion 17 attack seals. Just something. Freedomdaily.com. That price. I'm not saying it's inaccurate. And I'm not going to call that fake news, because it's not. Fake news is a dumbass term that was propagated by dumbass people. It's been co-opted by a dumbass now. So, congratulations, morons. But I don't know. Even stuff that agrees with me, I'm just like, okay, whatever. I read comics. Curious to see where they're going with the new Batman crossover. Like, it's the only comic I read yesterday. It was Batman. Because everyone was, they're going to bring in the characters from the Watchmen universe. Okay, it's been built for a while. Let's see what they got. But yeah, but you can name your kid anything. So if you name your kid Santa Claus, they'd have to do it. Like, the hospital's not going to say, nope, you don't get to name your kid that. But yeah, a guy tried to change his name to Santa Claus, and the judge said no. This is back in the days when judges could exercise common sense like that. The judge said no, because it would be troubling to children to wake up one day and see an obituary say Santa Claus is dead, which was a very good reason. But people change their name to Jesus Christ and stuff, so. You want to name your kid fucking Allah? You can name your kid Allah. Let's take a look at this. It's from the AP. I wonder if it's somebody angry over toddler's last name of Allah. The civil rights group that sued Georgia over the state's refusal to allow a couple to officially give their toddler daughter last name Allah. They should be allowed to do it. I mean, whatever. Mysterious cylinder of space station live feed. Whatever. And calm. Thanks a billion. Judge tops Google, Yahoo, CNN, and News View race. Well, yeah. Publishers see another big drop in traffic on Facebook. I could see why. It's a shit website. It's fine. Verizon's profits sink as it loses wireless subscribers. Court rules cell phone caused brain tumor. I can see wireless cell phone, by the way, cell phone caused brain tumor. That ought to be good. I can see wireless cell phones going away soon. As we know them now, I think everything's just going to be some version of voice over internet, VoIP. Is it voice over internet protocol? A voice over internet phone? I thought it was protocol for a while. I think that's just going to be the future. Because what else would you do? Everything's just going to be on the internet. We're just going to pay for internet. Clint Eastwood plans movie on thwarted terrorist train attack. That'll probably be good. Starbucks barista has meltdown over unicorn frappuccino. Okay. Well, you know, it's a very tender generation. They get these snowflakes. They can't always help this. Has meltdown. Let's see what this story is, if I can read it. It's in Boston. The internet has lost its mind over limited edition unicorn frappuccino, and apparently so have Starbucks baristas. The sugary frozen drink that changes flavor and color with a stir of the straw debuted on Wednesday and is only available until Sunday. A 19-year-old Starbucks barista in Colorado described the insane situation as location. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life. Braden Burson. Braden Burson is the most millennial name. Braden Burson works at Starbucks and got overstressed by a unicorn-themed frappuccino. This is the most millennial thing that's ever happened to anyone ever. My hands are completely sticky. Well, you know, one generation fought the Nazis at 19. The next generation worries about if their hands are too sticky from their unicorn frappuccino. He says people were coming in left and right on Wednesday. If you love us baristas, don't order it, he said. For the love of God and everything that is good, don't order the unicorn frappuccino. Put some gloves on, asshole. Burson tells the Associated Press that he didn't think he would get this much publicity, and he didn't intend to downgrade the drink. It's a great drink, but it is difficult to make when there are like 20 fraps all at once, both front and drive-thru, he wrote on a Facebook message. Starbucks says in a statement, it's reaching out to Burson to, quote, talk about his experience and how to make it better. But his rant is clearly resonating with some fellow baristas. The idea that you can go on social media or any form of media, badmouth your company, tell people don't order the special promotion, and the company you work for's response is, we're going to see how we can make things better and happier for him. In the old days, I just said, you're fired. You don't get to badmouth us. Somebody responded, yes, I literally made like 20 in a row and almost cried. First of all, you can't use literally and like. Like is it's a simile, it's a comparison of two things. So something that is like something can never be literally. You can't literally be like. You either are, because literally means, I know. Oh, Mike, language changes. No, not on this one. Fuck you. Somebody else, hang in there, babe. Prayers the trend dies soon. Keep in mind, this thing was like, what, Thursday to Sunday? It's going to be like 3 or 4 fucking days. What are you working like? One day or 4-hour shift? You're going to make 20 frappuccinos in a row. Oh my gosh. How the fuck are you going to make it? Nobody's ever going to forget where they were that. You'll never forget where you were that harsh April day when you had to make 20 frappuccinos in a row. My God. It was the sticky. It was everywhere. It was on the walls. My gosh. You couldn't even see in front of your face. There was just piles and piles of bodies. One body after another. Crying out. Reaching. Saying frappuccino. Unicorn frappuccino. Dude, my store completely sold out of all of it in 6 hours. We were supposed to have it until the 23rd. LMAO. Nope, but people still come asking. Oh, those 6 hours of hell. My gosh, the 6 hours and the four of you hunkered down. You got out your venties. Your venti straws. You fought off the hordes. You brave fucking souls. Regular customers say local Starbucks have been overwhelmed by unicorn frappuccino seekers. No, they haven't. No, they fucking have not. Anybody that would order a unicorn frappuccino goes to Starbucks all the time. Because anybody that would order a frappuccino goes to Starbucks regularly. You know why I know? Because I don't go to Starbucks. Ever. If I do, I only get hot chocolate. It's the only thing on the fucking menu I will drink. The only thing. My brother drinks fruity drinks. I don't. The only thing I'll drink is a hot chocolate. And I have to say small, medium, or large because I don't know. I don't know venti and grande and whatever the other one is. And I'm not trying to be like a too cool for school hipster. I don't drink. I don't go there. I don't buy drinks. Like, I drink water all day. And now that I'm free of Lent, I'll drink alcohol. I will drink water, alcohol, and milk. Sometimes I get juice with the alcohol. That's my life. So I know that if I went there and wanted a frappuccino, you wouldn't just be like, oh, I'm going to try that. Like, no, you know what a frappuccino is. It's just other people eat fucking there. Oh, here's somebody. I just passed a Starbucks drive-thru and the lane is insane. Y'all are embarrassing yourself with this unicorn frap. The line's always fucking long at fucking Starbucks, you asshole. It's called confirmation bias, you cunt. No good twat. There's always a long line at Starbucks. Every day, and every day I go, I don't know what they're doing. It's so bad, you can fucking order Starbucks online and go in and pick it up for those of you that are so busy. I know that because I got an egg and cheese muffin thing, and I was kind of flirting with the girl there. She's cute. Let's go do that again. Currently in a crowded Starbucks, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that every single person has ordered a unicorn frappuccino. That means you have two sugar tits. Go get raped by a pack of niggers. A large unicorn contains a whopping 76 grams of sugar. A can of Coca-Cola only has 39 grams. Whatever. Fuck you, people. Let's see what else is in the news. College puts white people in separate room for a privileged workshop. I know that one of the California schools is now having segregated dorms at the request of the black kids. They now want their own blacks-only dorm. So, in the end, the racists won. All you had to do, the greatest trick the racist devil ever, the greatest trick the white devil ever played was convincing the black man that he wanted to be away from us. University students vote to give blacks free tuition. Of course they did, because I bet it's in California, and they're not paying for it. Let's click the link. bgdailynews.com four out of five remaining free contents. Okay, well, fine, fuck you. I'm gonna close SGA. What school is this? Western Kentucky University. Really? Kentucky voted to give oh yeah, oh, that makes me hard. It's so stupid. Being skinny linked to depression? Yeah, if you're cutting weight, you're depressed. Otherwise, be fatty and then see if you're depressed. Facing death for being gay, men flee Russia's Chechnya. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be gay in Russia right now. Or a woman. New Australian values test plan for citizenship. The value is to rob somebody. And think you're better than other countries, but you're not. They're a pretty cool country, Australia. Saudi bans foreigners from working in shopping centers. No surprise. You're not allowed in Mecca if you're not a Muslim. That's a whole city. And which is racist. Not really. It's bigoted. I'm going to get to that in a bit. France's Macron has call with Obama ahead of an election. I presume that's a lefty. Le Pen win would cause major disorder. Oh, apparently there's something on half-guarded that's a violation, because I have something from Anne Hathaway in there. Oh, Google doesn't like it. I'm sure she's got some. I guarantee I don't have any fucking nudity, so let's see what's in there. The new Intern trailer with Anne Hathaway and her Hathaways. That dude's honking. Oh, okay. Well, it's not really a nudity. I put the word censored over nudie photo. Eh, I'll take it down. So anyways, yeah, Mecca. We're not allowed in Mecca. I asked, and the defensive inbred Pakistani person I know, she's like, well, you know, you wouldn't go. I can't go in the Vatican. I was like, yes, you can. The Vatican's open to everybody of every single faith. There's no part of the Vatican that's off limits to somebody due to their faith. Like, the fucking Pope hosted Muslim prayers there as a show of unity with a Jew. But no, so you're not allowed to Mecca. And you're like, oh, I need to, it's, you know, you make it so that the Islamophobes don't like this. It's like, well, you know, you just sound pretty fucking bad when you don't let people into your city because it's super duper secret and safe and has your magic powers of Muhammad. And then, like, some other girl's like, because then I asked a very logical question. I said, what if somebody was born in Mecca? Because it's a city. I always thought it was just like a wall or something. I didn't know it was an actual full city. I said, what if somebody was born there and then decided they didn't want to be Muslim? What if they left the faith? Would they be kicked out? And I swear the fucking response was, that would never happen. Anybody who's ever in Mecca would always convert. It's just so magical and overwhelming and so heavenly. That's the response. The response is not to address the very logical question with the answer of, well, yeah, they'd be kicked out because you know that would make you sound bigoted. It's, if you were there, nobody would ever not be a believer, which is fucking amazing. It terrifies me because I'm terrified now that I have that level of delusion in my life and I don't know it. Because obviously these people don't know. It wasn't actually the person I know, somebody else. Wearing a headscarf. But you know, it's like, really? Who says that? If you were there, just trust me. If you saw, well, then if it's so magical, let me in. It's like, well, if you know, it's just a secret place. It's like, yeah, I know it's sacred. But don't, just admit it. Just be like, well, no, you can't. That's our sacred town, and just own it. It's when the people get defensive. Like, I did, because I didn't attack them. I'm just like, I'm just curious. What's up with Mecca? I want to know the deal. I don't know anything about Mecca. It sounds like, you know, a Japanese thing that fights Godzilla. I don't know if I told a story on here that, I sit on the train the other day and I was staring out absentmindedly. Like, I wasn't paying attention at all. I just, like, lost in thought. Or in my case, not thought. And I realized it looked like I was staring a hole of hate through this Muslim chick wearing a hijab. So, yes, I accidentally committed a hate crime. My name's Mike Coughlin. I'll be here all week. That actually happened because I am a dick. We're picking up some speed now. And I've been doing this show. Oh, fuck me. We got 50 some odd minutes. You guys are close to an hour. That's good enough for you. This has been absolute bullshit. Nothing important's happened, except for I've sweated a lot. So anyways, that was stuff. Just stuff. Just a bunch of stuff. I know you didn't enjoy it. I didn't really enjoy it. But until next time, in a couple days, I remain your humbly host, Mike Coughlin, saying to one and all, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis, and the spin stops here. Ha ha ha!